Welcome back to Leading Off with True Blue LA. I'm Eric Steven. This is Wednesday morning, June 1st. May is over, and this is a brand new podcast we're trying this week, or going forward. It's a weekday morning podcast, sort of a little quick hitter Monday through Friday, in addition to our regular weekly episodes, which will go a little bit longer. We introduced you to this on Monday. We had a Dodgers rewind on Tuesday. Today is the more, a little peek behind the scenes here, figuring out exactly what we're going to do with these podcasts. We're still trying out some stuff. I decided to wait to record, until after Tuesday night's game. Had some plans for a post that'll probably end up going up later this week. Thought maybe I can get that done for Wednesday morning. I was wrong. So welcome to me learning on the fly how to do a daily podcast. That's the Leading Off with True Blue LA. We'll be right back. So as you're listening to this, the Dodgers have one game left against the Pittsburgh Pirates, the mighty Pittsburgh Pirates. The Dodgers, before this season, hadn't lost to the Pirates since 2018. It was 16 straight wins against them. It was 12 straight wins at Dodger Stadium, dating back to 2017. The last time the Dodgers lost a season series to the Pirates was 2016. They dropped 5 out of 7. In the 5 years in the interim, they went 23-2 against the Pirates. One of those losses was Rich Hill's no-hitter that he took into the 10th inning, only to lose 1-0 on a walk-off home run by Josh Harrison. One of the wilder games of the this current era, I guess the Dave Roberts era, the Andrew Friedman, Dave Roberts era, whatever you want to classify it as. One of the weirder games. But yeah, now this year, that's 2 losses over the last 5 seasons. It's really 4 seasons because they didn't play in 2020. And they've already lost to the Pirates 4 times this season in 5 games. So that includes 2 losses in this series at home, Monday and Tuesday. It was kind of more of the same on Tuesday. The Dodgers, Julio Urias was on the mound this time. He allowed 2 early home runs, just like Walker Buehler did on Monday. They fell behind 4-0, just like they did on Monday. Then the Dodgers mounted a comeback. They got a home run by Trey Turner, who has a 23-game hitting streak. They added another run on a wild pitch later to pull within a run. On Monday night, the Dodgers ended up taking the lead late, only to have Craig Kimbrell blew it. And then tonight it didn't even get that far. So it was 4-3 going into the eighth. David Price got 4 outs, ended the seventh with a strikeout, pitched into the eighth. He gave up an RBI double to Brian Reynolds to give the Pirates an insurance run. The Dodgers didn't really threaten at all in the ninth. They went down in order on 11 pitches. So pretty typical sort of normal game type loss. I don't know. It's weird to, you never want to overreact to one game or even 2 games, but it is weird that baseball can be like that sometimes. The Dodgers are 1-4 against the Pirates this year, who are not good. But weirdly, they have a better record than the Phillies right now, who are just slumping in their own right. And even the Phillies beat the Dodgers 4 out of 7 this year. Weirdly, all of the Dodgers games so far, they have 1 left against the state of Pennsylvania, came in the month of May. They've really struggled. The Dodgers are 4-8 against the Pirates and Phillies in May, and then during the month against every other team, they're 16-1. So it's weird. It's a weird thing, but that's how sort of baseball goes sometimes. I guess if there's anything to sort of worry about, it's the Dodgers have been abnormally healthy, especially on the position player side, for the first like 2 months, almost 2 months of the season. They're starting to show cracks a little bit in that. Max Muncy went on the injured list with elbow soreness. It seems like he's going to last a little bit longer than 10 days. Not really sure how long he's going to be out, but he was obviously slumping terribly. He was walking a lot, but not hitting at all. They have Cody Bellinger. He was scratched on Monday. He didn't play Sunday in Arizona, sort of a scheduled day off. He also wasn't feeling well last week, so he's had some off days recently. Scratched Monday with what was initially called a, leg tightness. Turns out, I think Dave Roberts told reporters today it was an adductor muscle. So we'll see on that. It's one of those where they keep saying, well, he might be available, that kind of a thing. Then, you know, he doesn't play. So they'll probably wait a day or two to figure out. Doesn't seem like he's going on the IL just yet. But you never know how it progresses over the next few days. That'll probably determine that. But it does leave the bench a little bit shorthanded, although they are carrying 13 position players instead of the usual 12 that they've carried most of the year. One of those is Kevin Pillar, although he's started the last three games. I don't think he doesn't have a hit yet. So, but yeah, it's early. We'll see how that sort of affects things. But that's one of the strong points, I guess, in the early going. They're still leading the league, leading the majors in runs scored by a wide margin, runs scored per game. If there's a worry, it's probably that. Clayton Kershaw and Andrew Haney going to go on rehab assignments beginning this weekend. They're still, you figure, they're going to need probably at least two rehab starts, if not three. Puts them in like that middle to late June when they're ready. But they do have some off days coming up after this week. So they can maneuver some starters, so it's not that big of a deal. We'll see how they sort of handle that, but that's sort of where we're at. The Dodgers, again, losing 4 out of 5 to the Pirates. It's weird. Baseball's weird, right? You can never expect, like, I thought last year was weird. You know, the Dodgers, they won 106 games, but because the Giants won 107, like, the whole, like, second half sort of chase, it almost felt like the Dodgers were somehow, like, disappointing if they didn't win, or at least that's what some of the fans' reaction was. Like, they, I don't remember if they were 16-3 or 17-2 against the Diamondbacks, and then a similar record against the Rockies, and it was like, yeah, but why did they lose those two? That was sort of the attitude last year. Now, again, you don't expect them to lose 4 out of 5 to the Pirates, but baseball's weird. It happens sometimes like that. Like, for instance, the Dodgers this year, the Diamondbacks, I would say, they lost 110 games last year. Just everything went wrong for them. I don't expect them to contend this year at all, but they're better than that. A shocker, they're better than a 110 loss team, but the Dodgers beat them they swept them in a 4-game series in each of the last 2 weeks. So even that, like, you know, you don't expect them to win 8 out of 8 against them. Maybe 6 out of 8 or 5 out of 8 or something like that. We'll see. But yeah, who knows? I don't want these sort of daily posts to be like reactionary, I guess. You know, nothing that exciting. I guess would have been different if we had recorded after, say, Monday night's game, because, you know, it's not quite Dodger talk, but like right after a blown save, that's never a good time to immediately react. But we also had a post already in the can there. The plan later this week, probably on Thursday morning, maybe Friday morning, I want to dig deeper into Mookie Betts May. He finished it. He was 0 for 4 on Tuesday, but that was one of the rare hitless games he had this month. He had one of the best months in Dodgers history, I would say. He scored 31 runs. He drove in 27. He's the first Dodger to ever have double digits, doubles and home runs in the same month. Just, he's crazy. He's leading the National League in home runs on the season. He had 12 in May. Just a remarkable month. We'll dig a little bit deeper into that later on this week, but that's kind of it. We're going to probably do a mailbag episode at some point. I would imagine for next week, I will put out a prompt on the site and on Twitter. You can follow me at Eric Steven. Follow the site at TrueBlueLA on Twitter. Please rate and review us, and we will see you tomorrow with another episode of Leading Off with TrueBlueLA. Thanks, everybody.